We're moving along. We've made a lot of progress. We've talked about the purpose, the process, understanding conscious versus unconscious creation, accepting that we are already creators, even if we've been doing it unconsciously. Last month, we talked about the critical step of understanding what we have created thus far and having gratitude for those creations. So the next step really goes hand in hand with the last one. And when I work with people privately, we're continually going back and forth between these two steps. So the next piece is identifying the beliefs or programs that are running in the unconscious that have been creating our reality up to this point. Once we identify a belief or a program, we take the time then to understand it. How did it get there? What was its purpose? How did it serve us, or how will it serve us? And then have gratitude for what it offered us or will offer us. And then, again, going back, identify the belief or the program and then learn to understand it and have gratitude for it. And then there's a critical step in between there, which we're going to cover coming up, which is change the program, change the belief. So we identify it, we understand it, we have gratitude for it, we change it. Then identify another one, understand it, have gratitude, change it. And that's the process that we go round and round with for sometimes a while, depending on how many layers these beliefs have, how many different ones. You know, we tend to have our hand in a few different pots of beliefs until we kind of get to the root of them. And the truth is, they work a little like a Jenga. When you pull out just the right one, the others tend to just crumble away. Sometimes it's two or three main ones we've got to pull out, and then the others just fall. So it's not hopeless. It's not like we're going to go on forever and ever and ever trying to find every single belief. The big ones, usually when they fall, the others will fall right in line as well. So this is from Path of Empowerment. It says, beliefs are decisions and agreements you make about your reality. They are an accumulation of invisible inner building blocks formed from your interpretation of reality that collect over time and from which you construct a concept about yourself in relationship to your perceived place in existence. Beliefs are the programs from which you have built your life experience. So again, beliefs are the programs, and most of these programs were formed in the first 7 years of our life. So here we are, almost 40 years later, for me at least, running a program that I acquired at age 5. Now, it obviously had a purpose then. Chances are its purpose is not being fulfilled now. Time to upgrade. So your programs, your beliefs are the instructions for how you want to operate in this world, and they determine what you can and cannot do. No matter what you're experiencing, your beliefs form the underlying foundation to create those experiences. So how do we identify our programs? And the truth is, it's usually not that hard. It's just a little bit of detective work. Look at what you're creating, especially things you create over and over again. And especially things you don't consciously want. So if you keep saying, I want X, Y, or Z, but you keep creating A, B, or C, there's a program running. And so look at what you're creating and then begin to trace back what must the program or the belief be that would create that. If you end up in a bad relationship over and over and over again, what is the belief that keeps putting you in that situation? You know, it's not hard. Usually it's beliefs around worthiness. I'm not worthy of being cared for. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of being understood. Something of that flavor. So we start to figure out, what am I creating? And especially, what do I keep creating? And then trace it back. What must the belief or program be that would create that? And then usually it's not very hard to understand where it came from. We start to look back at the past, things that happened to us. It's not a super hard puzzle to put together. So, again, the evidence of your life is not what you consciously want. The evidence of your life is what your subconscious, unconscious mind is running in the programming. So look for patterns. Look for hot buttons, the things that set you off. Those are usually indications of programs. Look to your emotions. Your feelings are always the key in figuring out your beliefs. If you follow your feelings, you will eventually get to the belief. Your emotions can be used to successfully lead you to the awareness of your inner programs. Limiting beliefs are often accompanied by feelings of frustration. Wherever you feel challenged in life, the areas in which you struggle, where you feel anxiety or fear or anger or perform poorly, are all signaling limiting beliefs about yourself. And often these situations are triggered to challenge you to transcend those limiting beliefs. So look to situations that you struggle with over and over again. And these can often be situations regarding money, finances, health, well-being, relationships, success. So that's kind of how we do it. It's a little bit more of a logical piece in just looking at what we're creating. So the practice that we're doing this month energetically supports our inner wisdom, our intuition, our ability to find answers within ourselves, which will make this work easier as you start digging. More energy you have around third chakra, sixth chakra, the easier the answers will come. And so that's why we're going to cultivate that, so that as we start looking and doing our detective work, it's just more accessible. So let's start seated. Comfortable seated position, spine tall. Crown of the head balanced over the base. Take a few smooth, deep breaths. And as you exhale, feel the body begin to relax and settle. Release any unnecessary tension. Mindful of any tension you're holding in the face, your shoulders, in the belly. And start to feel the breath as it flows in and out of the nostrils. Feeling or seeing the breath as two separate streams, one that flows in the right nostril, one that flows in the left. See these two streams of breath starting just beneath the nose, rising up left and right, and then merging together at the eyebrow center. Then as you exhale, they separate, descend again, left and right. You're just watching the breath moving along this inverted V. And then we'll release the technique. Allow the eyes to reopen. And we're going to make our way up onto our feet. So feet parallel, hip distance apart, rooting into the four corners of each foot, arches active. Knees soft, navel lifts towards the heart, the tail slides towards the floor. Chest is open and the shoulders are relaxed. So just start with some simple arm raises. Inhale, arms sweep up. And then exhale, lower down, feeling the navel draw back towards the spine. Four count inhale, reach up, lengthening. Four count exhale, navel draws back. Four counts in, lift out of the waist. Four counts out. Four in. Four out. So we're going to keep going with that, but now begin to lift the heels. So inhale four, and you don't have to take them up very high. And exhale four, navel drawing back. In four, reach up, heels lift. Out four. So two more. In four. Out four. One more. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, lower. Good. Now we'll move in and out of dynamic chair. So inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest onto the thighs. Inhale through active chair and then come up with the legs, same breath. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, chest draws back, then legs bring you up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, draw back, lift the chest and then rise up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, draw back and up. One more. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, draw back, lift up. Good. Now we're going to exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair, draw back, and then exhale into our forward fold. And keep as much bend in the knees as you need. It's still early on. Let the upper body release, crown of the head drop. Then inhale, scoop up slightly, and exhale into downward dog. So we're going to do a little flowing here, keep warming up the body. So inhale to fours. Exhale, sink back to child's pose. On this inhale, come up to your knees, reach your hands towards the ceiling, lengthen out. And then exhale, fold back over, drawing your navel towards your spine. Inhale to all fours. Exhale, downward dog. We'll flow through that two more times. Inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, reach up, open the chest. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. One more. Inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. So now we'll stay in downward dog. Root firmly through the palms, particularly that inner palm. Feel your upper arms externally rotate so the chest broadens, the shoulder blades flatten onto the back. Smooth breath. Then inhale, shift forward to plank. Take a couple of breaths here. Tail drops under, navel pulls back. Next exhale, we'll come to the belly. You can lower the knees if you like. We'll bring the hands down by the thighs, palms face down. Slide the legs together. Do a little locust, warm up the back. So inhale, draw the upper body away from the floor. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, lift, collarbones broaden. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, up, open. Exhale, lower. Hands slide back around under the shoulders. We'll push up through fours. Back into downward dog. Slowly walk the feet forward, coming back to your forward bend. We'll keep warming up the back and now starting to open the hamstrings with some dynamic chair. So inhale, chair pose. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, lift the chest, draw back, and then exhale into your forward fold. And we'll repeat. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Lift the chest. We're going to do it again. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Draw back and then exhale, forward fold. Maybe straightening the legs a little bit more. And then one more round. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair, chest lifts. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. We're doing one more. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, lift the chest, draw back, and then exhale, forward fold. Then inhale, drop into chair. We'll stay just for the exhale. Inhale, press up through the legs. Exhale, release. Good. So step to the front of your mat. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. We're going to do some A series salutations. Root into the four corners of each foot, knees soft. Navel lifts, tail drops, heart open. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold forward, flat back, soften or bend the knees if you need. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, plank both feet back. Inhale here. Exhale to the belly, lower the knees if you like. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Good. Take four breaths. At the end of your exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, drop back into chair. Stay for your exhale. Inhale, push up. Exhale, release. We'll do that again. Inhale, up. Exhale, flat back, fold, soften or bend the knees if you need. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, plank. Inhale here. Exhale to the floor. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Four breaths. At the end of your exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, one more round. Inhale up. Flat back. Exhale, fold. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, plank. Inhale here. Exhale to the floor. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Four breaths. We're going to step the right foot forward into a lunge. Left heel up, left leg active. Back of the knee reaches upward. Inner thigh pulls up and back. Take the left hand in a little closer to your right foot. We're going to do a little dynamic twisting. So inhale, open the right arm up. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, open up. Exhale, lower. I'm going to do two more. Inhale, open. Collarbones broad. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Then inhale here. As you exhale, we'll go back to downward dog. Then we'll bring the left foot up. Same thing, right leg active, back of the right knee lifting, inner thigh reaching back. Bring the right hand in a little closer to the left foot, and we'll do our twist now to the other side. So inhale, left arm sweeps open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Two more. Inhale, twist. Exhale, release. One more. Inhale, twist. Exhale, release. Inhale here. As you exhale, right foot comes up to meet the left. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair. Stay for your exhale, and then inhale, rise up. Exhale, release. Good. Take a few breaths. All right, so we're going to do a little Kapalabhati. We'll do it standing, so the feet hip width, maybe a little wider, hands on the hips. When we're standing, we do it through the mouth. So it's still going to be the same action in the belly. You just open the mouth, force the breath out. So hands on hips, you can soften the knees a little. We're going to come forward about 45 degrees. Chest open, back flat. So working slightly against gravity, our first round is 20 seconds. Then inhale up, exhale, release, and just take a full breath. Second round will be at 90 degrees, so you may need a little more bend in the knee. We're coming forward, chest parallel to the floor, back still flat, chest still open. We're going for 30 seconds. Then inhale up, exhale, release, full breath. All right, four rounds of Agnisara. So feet go a little wider than hip distance, hands on the tops of the knees. You can lock the arms and support the back. Deep breath in. Exhale, chin tucks towards the notch in the throat. Pelvic floor lifts and the navel draws back. At the hold on exhale, belly goes in and up. Flare the rib cage open, push the heart up and out while you keep the chin tucked in tight. When you need to inhale, let your belly relax. Take your breath in and we'll do three more rounds. Chin in, or chin towards throat, pelvic floor up, navel back. Hold it, belly in and up. After four rounds, just return to mountain. Let the breath adjust. And just be aware now of the increased amount of energy in the abdomen, behind the navel. Physiologically, more blood flow, more warmth, more sensation. Energetically, more prana. All right, so we're going to turn to the side. Take the feet wide. And to do this twist, so if you like a block for it, you can have it over by your right foot. So we'll be starting by taking the left hand towards the right foot. And you have a lot of options here. The hand can stay more in the center. It can go all the way to the other side of the foot or anywhere in that quarter kind of arc that works for you. All right, so arms are up. You can put a little bend in your right knee. Inhale, and then exhale around into the twist. Inhale up, same side, exhale into the twist. Inhale up, exhale twist. Inhale up, exhale twist. One more, inhale up, exhale twist. Then inhale up. Exhale, release the arms. Take a breath. And then we'll do the other side. If you're using a block, you can put it over by your left foot. Right arm now towards the left foot. So arms are up, little bend in the knee if you like. Inhale, and then exhale into the twist. Inhale up, exhale twist. Inhale up, exhale twist, inhale up, exhale twist. We're going to do one more, inhale up, exhale twist, then inhale up, exhale release, pause for a breath. All right, we're going to go back to the first side. Little bend in the knee if you like. Inhale, and then exhale into the twist. So now you're going to look down at that left hand and begin to align your left wrist, your left shoulder, your right shoulder, and your right wrist. Now as we inhale, we're going to take the right arm overhead and reach up off the waist. And then exhale, take it vertical as you spin the navel around into the twist. Inhale, reach it overhead, lengthen out. Exhale, reach it up, deepening your twist. Keep going. Inhale, reach over, get longer. Exhale, reach up, create more rotation. Do one more round. Inhale, reach. Exhale, up, turn the navel towards the ceiling, and now we'll stay a few breaths. Root firmly into all four corners of both feet. Perhaps even a slight external rotation on your left thigh. The tendency for that left thigh to collapse inward with the twist. See if you can pull it open a little bit and then deepen the rotation in the spine. Take one more inhale and then exhale, release. We're going to come just fold between the legs. And take a few breaths. Then inhale, come up to your fingertips, flatten the back. Go ahead and bend the knees a little if you need so you can get a nice flat back and then hands come to your hips. Next inhale with a flat back, use the legs to bring you up, and then release. All right, same thing on the other side. If you're using your block, have it to the left. Arms are up, bend the knee if you like, and then inhale, exhale into the twist. Looking down at that right hand, align right wrist, right shoulder, left wrist. Then take your left arm, inhale, reach overhead, lengthen out. Exhale, take the arm vertical, spin your navel to the left. Inhale, reach overhead, lengthen. Exhale, reach up, create more rotation. Inhale, reach, get long. Exhale, take it up, spin around a little more. One more, inhale, reach, get long. Exhale, arm up, navel spins into the twist, and now we stay. Again, careful that you're rooted into all four corners of both feet. Perhaps even externally rotating that right thigh, not letting that right hip collapse so much into the twist, and then creating more rotation through the spine. One more inhale, and then as you exhale, again, the arm comes down and will fold between the legs. And now we'll do a little dynamic work here. So inhale, come up to the fingertips, flatten the back, lift the chest. Exhale, fold, drawing your navel towards your spine. Inhale, four counts, scoop up. Exhale, four counts, fold in. In, four, scoop up. Out, five, folding in a little more slowly, perhaps a little more deeply. In, four, scoop up, heart lifts. Out, six. In, four, scoop, open. Out, six, navel draws back. And now at the end of this exhale, hold your breath out, one count. In, four, out, six, hold out for two, in, four, out, six, hold three, last one, in, four, out six, hold four. Then just steady the breath. Slowly begin to walk your hands to the right, pivoting your feet forward and stepping back into downward dog. Inhale to all fours. All right, so we're going to come into dolphin pose. So like downward dog, but we're going to be on the forearms, elbows under the shoulders, fingers spread wide. Once we're up, we're going to draw an imaginary line between the two elbows, and our focus point is the center of that line. So tuck the toes, inhale, exhale, lift the hips. Snug the arm bones into your shoulder socket. Find the line between your elbows and begin to focus your gaze on the center of that line, starting to steady the breath, four in, four out. And then slowly we'll lower down to the knees and sink back into child's pose. And then we'll inhale and come back up to fours. We're going to come into pigeon pose. So let's bring the right knee forward, out to the right slightly. Walk the foot out from underneath you. Now, how far it comes up is up to your hips. The further it comes up, the more open your hips will have to be. So I always advise people to start with it in pretty close. See if that's a good stretch. If you're not feeling anything, you can slowly walk it little by little. So you feel a stretch in the right hip, but no pressure, no pinching, no pain in the right knee. We'll stretch the left leg back. If you want to support the right buttock with a folded blanket or a block, feel free to do that. Let's walk the hands back, lift up out of the lower belly, open the chest. Inhale, and then as we exhale, we'll walk forward. You can come onto your forearms. You can use a prop here, rest yourself on a bolster or a block. You can cross your arms, rest your head on your arms. Or if it works for you, take your head to the floor. Just start to smooth out the breath, letting that right hip open. As the right hip releases, you'll feel the front of the left hip sinking towards the floor. And slowly we'll walk the hands in, gently come up, slide the right leg back. If you want to here, you can just take a little down dog. And then we'll move to the other side, so the left knee will come forward out to the left slightly. Again, walk the foot out from under you. How far up? Again, going to be unique to you, so test it. Start in close, and then if you don't feel a stretch, you can slowly walk it up. Right leg stretches back. Again, support the left hip if you need. We'll walk the hands back, lift up out of the lower belly, open the chest. Then inhale, as we exhale, we'll come forward, resting on the forearms, using a prop if you like, steadying the breath, letting that left hip open, front of the right hip feeling heavy towards the floor. And slowly walking the hands back, coming up. This time you can just rock onto your left hip, swing that right leg around. We're going to come into a seated twist. So if you want to elevate the hips, feel free to sit up on a blanket or two. So left leg on the bottom, right leg on the top. This right foot can stay on the inside of your left knee. If it works for you, you can cross it to the opposite side if that creates too much tension in the hip. Or if your right sit bone comes up off the floor, then just leave it here on the inside. Place the right arm behind. And again, here's an opportunity to use a prop. If you feel like you have to lean back to get to the floor, block a folded blanket just so that you can use the hand or fingertips to really lift up. Hold the right leg with the left arm. Inhale, push into the right hand, lengthen upward, and then exhale, spin the navel to the right. Inhale, back about halfway out, lengthen up, and then exhale, turn the navel, spinning a little deeper. Inhale, backing about halfway out, lengthen up, and then exhale, spinning around, and now we're going to stay. So we're going to look out over that right shoulder, close the eyes. The internal gaze is at the eyebrow center. Begin to steady the breath, four in and four out. Slowly we'll unwind back to the front. Take a breath here. And then we'll do the other side. So right leg on the bottom, left leg on the top. Again, you have the option of leaving the left foot on the inside of your right knee or crossing it to the outside. We'll hold the left leg with the right arm, place the left arm behind us. Again, use a prop here if you need. And then inhale, push into the hand, lengthen up. Exhale, spin the navel around to the left. Inhale, back about halfway out, lengthen up. And then exhale, turn the navel, spin a little deeper. Inhale, about halfway out. And then exhale, spinning around. This time we'll stay. Looking out over the left shoulder, close the eyes. Internally gazing at the eyebrow center. And steadying the breath. Four count inhale, four count exhale. And slowly we'll unwind, come back to the front, take a breath here. And then we'll stretch both legs out forward. Again, you can elevate the hips, have a blanket or two underneath. You can also just create a little bend in your knees if the hamstrings like that. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold out over the legs, and you can either catch hold of the feet or, if it's a better grasp, behind the calves. Inhale, pull up away from the thighs, lift the chest, flatten the back. And then exhale, fold, drawing the navel towards the spine. Inhale, scoop up, lengthen. And then exhale, fold, navel, drawing back. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, fold. Now we're going to move a little differently with the breath. So inhale, scoop up. Stay up on your exhale and extend the spine even more. And then on the hold after exhale, fold down towards your thighs. Inhale, scoop up, lift and lengthen. Stay up on the exhale, create even more space, get the side bodies longer, and then hold after exhale, fold in. One more like that. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, extend, lift, lengthen. Hold after exhale, fold down. Now we're going to switch it up one more time. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, fold, draw the navel back. And now on the hold after exhale, lift, lengthen, flatten the back, draw the heart up. Inhale here. Exhale, fold, navel draws back. On the hold after exhale, scoop up and out. One more. Inhale here, lift. Exhale, fold, navel draws back. Hold after exhale, lift up and out. Then inhale. Exhale, fold, and we'll stay for a few breaths. And slowly walk the hands back. Help yourself up. All right, to re-engage the back, we're going to do a little incline plank. If that feels too strong for you tonight, feel free to bend the knees and just do reverse table. So hands are behind the hips. Fingertips can point forward or back, whichever feels more comfortable for you. If you're doing reverse plank, heels rooted. If you're doing table, whole foot rooted. Push into the palms and then inhale and lift up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, lift. Feel the tail scoop to the front of the body. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift, scoop up. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Good. So we'll get set up for relaxation. just get comfortable. Feel the body settling. The breath slowing down. Sense of letting go. Feel the body open to earth. Arms and legs feel heavy. Even the eyes drop back into the eye sockets. Bring your awareness to the space between the eyebrows. Just as the body happens to breathe in, feel prana flow from this space into the brain, down the spine to the root. As you exhale, feel that same energy move up the spine, through the brain, back to the point between the eyebrows. The breath is effortless, just an involuntary breath. Just whenever you feel the body breathe, see that movement of energy. The more internalized the mind, the quieter the breath will become. And you will begin to only move as far down the spine as the breath takes you. As mind becomes more quiet, you might only make it to the level of the navel or to the heart or even just to the throat. Continue to move the breath without trying, just increasing your degree of effortlessness. As mind becomes more quiet, the breath will change. It will become shorter, more shallow, and the movement of energy will shorten. You may even relax so deeply that the breath will suspend. to drift back. Just finding the breath and letting it deepen. Gently starting to wiggle the fingers and toes. Move the hands and feet. You can even rock the head softly from side to side. Stretch the arms up overhead. And then when you're ready, bend your knees, roll over to your right. Then use your hands to help yourself up and find a comfortable, supported seat. It's elevating the hips so the spine can be tall, balanced, and the body still as effortless as possible. And turn your awareness to the breath, feeling the breath as it rises and falls through the nostrils. Moving from the tip of the nose to the bridge on inhale, and the bridge down to the tip on exhale. Just feel that soft flow of air. Be particularly mindful of the upper portion of the airflow. That feeling of the breath on the ceiling of the nostrils. As you become more mindful of the breath, you'll begin to sense that more subtle layer, the prana, the energy that rides on the breath. And you may even begin to see or sense it as light. A light that pulls the breath in, a light that pushes the breath out. Now, this energy, this prana, this light is not limited to the physiology of the breath. So now as you breathe in, see it move from the tip of the nose through the bridge and into the midbrain. As you breathe out, see it descend back from the midbrain through the bridge down to the tip of the nose. With each breath, you're pulling prana, energy, light into the midbrain. And even after just a few rounds, you'll start to feel a presence in the midbrain. A concentration of prana. The more you relax, the more you'll begin to experience that sensation, that presence as light. Just begin to imagine all of the cumulative light of the stars, the sun, the solar system. And without forcing the breath, just slightly shaping it to accommodate the following visualization. As you inhale, see or feel that light descending from above you, through that point in the midbrain, down the spine to the level of the navel. Pause briefly and see that light then spark into a powerful force. And as you exhale, see that energy then flood the body. Again, as you breathe in, see this light spiraling down into the crown, through the midbrain, down the spine to the navel. Pause with the breath held at the navel and see that light grow bigger and brighter. And then as you exhale, see the light flood the vessel of the body. We'll continue with that technique. Breathe in, energy spirals in, down to the navel. Hold, it becomes a more powerful force. Exhale, it's flooding the body, all of the layers of the body, the tissues, organs, muscles, bones, all the cells of the body. Keep going. With every round, the body becoming more and more full of light. As the body becomes flooded with light, you'll begin to feel it starting to penetrate the layers of the mind and consciousness. More and more power growing in the space around the navel. to do a couple more rounds. Perhaps now so full of light that you can feel an aura of light around you. And after this last round, just let the breath adjust. Now behind the navel, in the spine, visualize a bright, dynamic, multicolored corkscrew of energy and light. See it anchored in the spine behind the navel, becoming increasingly concentrated. And as you hold that image in your mind, feel the mind being infused with a clear presence. Relax all sensations except for the deepest awareness. Now begin to think about an area in your life where you often feel challenged, stressed, or upset. A situation or circumstance that triggers an emotional reaction time and time again. Or something you continue to create that you don't consciously want. A pattern. Focus your attention on wanting to know the absolute cause and ultimate purpose of this creation. Ask why you are creating this in your life. Ask what belief this is supporting. And then simply observe and pay attention to what your consciousness offers. And then lastly, offer your thanks, your gratitude to your higher self. Just take a moment to recognize and thank your inner guide, your voice of wisdom. And then allow your breath to deepen. Let your chin lower softly towards your chest. The eyes begin to reopen. And we'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. Exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.